Hey there, at the onset of this new week, we want to thank you all for listening to Marlins Rewind. Last night, tonight, and tomorrow, Miami plays the American League in Minnesota. So today's bonus code is HARMON, as in Mr. Kilbrew, who made the jump with the franchise from the Washington Senators to the Minnesota Twins. Last night, the Marlins played the Twins for only the 11th time in franchise history, and Glenn Geffner was on hand.
Boston stings for the Marlins. They begin a 9-game road trip against the team with the worst record in the American League. They had a lead late, but they let it get away tonight. And in 11 innings, the Marlins fall to the Twins here at Target Field by the score of 6-4. Adam Conley and Pat Dean were the starters, a couple of young left-handers in this ball game, and the Marlins got to Dean early, although they kind of let him off the ropes in the first inning. Ichiro led the game off with a single. Martin Prado walked, so the Marlins had a chance for a big inning, it seemed. Two on with nobody out. Christian Yelich hit into a fielder's choice with Prado racing second base 4-6. So with men at the corners, Marlins got Giancarlo Stanton to the plate.
They'll play this shifting around to the left, but still with the shortstop and the second baseman in position to possibly make a double play. Here's a ground ball into the hole at short. The throw by Nunez to second in time to get Yelich, and reaching on a fielder's choice and driving in a run is Giancarlo. It's 1-0 Marlins.
And then Marcell Ozuna struck out, and after two on with nobody out, Marlins could only manage the one run in the first inning. So they had a 1-0 lead as Conley took the mound in the bottom of the first. That lead did not hold up for long, though. First man Conley faced, Eduardo Nunez.
Ball one to the right-hand batter. He swings on the next pitch, and this is gone. It is way out of here, way up to the left, into the third deck, and this game is tied just like that.
No, Robbie Grossman followed with a double after Joe Mauer bounced to short and Trevor Plouffe struck out. Grossman was still at second base. Actually, he got to third base on the ground ball to short with Brian Dozier at the plate. Adam Conley let one get away.
Two down, Brian Dozier steps in, hitting 206. Geff told you he hasn't done well with the bat or in the field, but he made a terrific play. Conley throws the ball down and in. That's a wild pitch. Here comes a run from third. Grossman scores, and it's 2-1 Twins.
And 2-1 was our score into the second inning. Both pitchers would settle down and work 1-2-3 innings in the second, but in the third, Adani Echevarria hit a leadoff triple, so the Marlins had the tying man 90 feet away for Ichiro. Got about half the hits he needed, and about a third of the season. Ground ball slowly hit towards second, going to tie the game. Up with a Dozier, throws to first. Ichiro's out, but a productive out. In from third, Echevarria. And the Marlins have evened the score two here in the third. And they would untie things in the fourth, hitting a one-out single from Marcelo Ozuna. He went to second on a two-out base hit by Chris Johnson. Two Marlins on, two Marlins out for Derek Dietrich. 2-1 pitch is lined to center field. Derek Dietrich, a big two-out base hit. Ozuna waved around third. There won't be a throw. And Derek Dietrich with his 22nd RBI of the season to give the Marlins a 3-2 lead. That clutch two-out hit from Dietrich's our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins. All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. Marlins were moving. In the fifth inning, they got a one-out double from Martin Prado, man in scoring position for Christian Yelich.
There's the ball. Line to left, and that is going to get down in front of the left fielder Grossman. Coming around toward third is the runner Prado, and Prado slides in safely, and the ball gets away from the catcher Suzuki. But down to second on the single is the hitter Christian Yelich with an RBI and a 4-2 Marlins lead.
So things are looking good. Adam Conley had settled down. He retired 12 of 13, pitching with a 4-2 lead when he had Eduardo Nunez coming up. Two outs, nobody on in the fifth.
Fifth in the American League, hitting 335. And he crushes the ball high and deep to left center. Going back, Ozuna at the wall, at the bullpen, reaching and can't make the play. And it's a home run for Nunez, his second of the game. That makes it a 4-3 game.
And it wasn't long before both teams were into the bullpen. Pat Dean for the Twins went the first four to third. Seven hits, four runs, a walk and two Ks, 90 pitches, 53 strikes. It would be a procession of pitchers out of the bullpen for the Twins tonight. Marlins couldn't do anything against any of them. Meanwhile, Adam Conley got into the seventh, and he got two outs in the seventh inning before he was replaced by David Phelps with a man on. Phelps got Byron Bucks in a pop-up ending the seventh inning, and he stayed out there for the eighth with a 4-3 lead. Got the first man, Eduardo Nunez, on a drive to the warning track and right. That was out number one. Nunez had homered twice in the game already, put a scare into the Marlins, but Stanton got back there, made the catch. With one out and the bases empty, up stepped Robbie Grossman. 2-0, a drive out toward right center. Stanton into the alley, and he'll look up at the wall, and it's a home run to tie the game. Robbie Grossman hits his fourth for the Twins, and it's 4-4 in the eighth. So a blown save for David Phelps. And this game was right back where we began, all knotted up. In the ninth, Marlins went down 1-2-3 against Brandon Kinstler. In the bottom of the ninth, Kyle Bearclaw set down the Twins in order. We went to the tenth. Lefty Fernando Abad out of the bullpen from Minnesota allowed a leadoff single to Ichiro, but then he came back to strike out Martin Prado. With Yelich at the plate, Ichiro stole second on called strike three on a pitch that looked like it was ball four. But the Marlins had the go-ahead man at second with two outs for Giancarlo, but Stanton struck out. To end what for him was an 0-for-5 night with an RBI and a couple of Ks. In the bottom of the 10th, Bearclaw again, a 1-2-3 inning, a pair of strikeouts. So Bearclaw went two full innings for the first time this year, six up and six down. Kevin Jepson started the 11th for Minnesota, got Ozuna to fly out to center. JT Realmuto singled with a couple of lefties due next. Buddy Beauchers came out of the bullpen for the Twins. He caught Justin Bour looking. He got Derek Dietrich swinging. And we moved to the bottom of the 11th, still tied at four. Dustin McGowan came out of the Marlins bullpen. He walked the first man, Robbie Grossman, with Joe Mauer at the plate, though. Grossman tried to steal second base, and JT gunned him down, 2-6. So one out, nobody on. But then Joe Mauer worked a walk. Trevor Plouffe to the plate. He had a little tap right in front of the plate, and Realmuto threw him out at first base, 2-3. Mauer advanced to second. So now you had a runner at second, the winning man, with two outs in the 11th inning. First base was open. You had Brian Dozier coming up. You had Byung-Ho Park in the on-deck circle. McGowan fell behind in the count on Dozier. And we talked about it at the time. You don't have to pitch to Dozier. You can walk and put him at first base. You've got another righty hitter on deck in Park. You walk this man once you fall behind him. You set up a potential force play at third base, a force play at second. You make it easier in your defense. And the big thing is once you fall behind, you just don't want to groove a pitch to Brian Dozier, a guy who has struggled this year. Guy's had a good history. He's been to the All-Star game as a Twin. He's hit some home runs over the years, but they didn't take our advice. And McGowan went after Dozier with first base open and the winning man at second in the 11th. Payoff pitch. Drive to left. Ichiro back, way back at the wall, and it's over. A walk-off homer for Brian Dozier, and the Twins win it 6-4. A very frustrating loss for the Marlins tonight. Bad way to start this nine-game road trip. The Twins win for the 17th time this season. For Minnesota, six runs, seven hits, no errors, three runners left on base. Four home runs for the second time this season. They hit four in a game at Cleveland on May 13th. For the Marlins, four runs, ten hits, no errors. They strand seven. Buddy Beauchers, the winning pitcher, he's 1-0. Dustin McGowan, the loser, 0-2. Twins improved to 17-40 with the victory, 10-18 here at home. Marlins dropped to 30-28 on the season, now 16-12 on the road, 28 games away from Marlins Park in the books.
Central Time has the start at 8:10 for us on the East Coast tonight. Marlins on Deck, presented by GEICO with Kyle Seeloff, takes the air at 7:40. Subscribe to the Marlins podcast page to rewind or join Dave, Glenn, and Kyle on 940 Wins in the Marlins Radio Network.